One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out and it will end immediately. End immediately. You know, it'll end immediately.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 30th, 2024. Welcome to day 1350. Joe Biden may call Congress in for a special session to pass supplemental disaster funding to address the broad and devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene, a Category 4 storm that left at least 128 people dead and hundreds more unaccounted for across six states. Congress left last week for its pre-election recess, and the House and Senate aren't expected to return until November 12th, after Election Day. Biden said it's his expectation to ask for a supplemental funding bill, but that he didn't have a price tag for it just yet, adding, "This is a historic storm. It's devastating. They've never seen anything like this before." Trump, meanwhile, repeatedly lied and politicized the disaster, claiming that Biden was sleeping and not responding to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Trump repeated the claim after being told that Kemp had spoken to Biden, and despite claiming that "we're not talking about politics now," Trump said that he had asked Elon Musk about using Starlink to help restore communication in the region. The Department of Homeland Security, however, has already provided 40 Starlink satellite systems to aid communications and recovery in North Carolina. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge struck down the state's abortion law that effectively banned abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Judge Robert McBurney wrote that a review of our higher court's interpretations of liberty demonstrates that liberty in Georgia includes in its meaning, in its protections, and in its bundle of rights, the power of a woman to control her own body, to decide what happens to it and in it, and to reject state interference with her healthcare choices. Abortions in Georgia are now legal until around 22 weeks of pregnancy. Georgia's law was passed and signed by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in 2019, but didn't take effect until the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. At the same time, at least 10 other states will have ballot measures about abortion rights this November. Recent polls of the states with abortion rights on the ballot show Republicans support the measures between 28 and 54%. Moving on, Biden expanded his temporary asylum restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border, effectively making the strict immigration policy impossible to lift. Illegal crossings are now required to remain below a daily threshold of 1,500 for 28 days, up from the original 7 days, before people who enter the country illegally may request asylum. Under previous rules, the United States could restrict asylum access when the number of people trying to enter the country between official border crossings hit 2,500 per day. The daily numbers had to average below 1,500 per day for a week in order for the restrictions to be lifted. Moving on, Donald Trump called for the police to be given one really violent day to combat crime.
Do it because the liberal left won't let them do it. The liberal left wants to destroy them, and they want to destroy our country. You know, if you had one day, like one real rough, nasty day with the drugstores as an example, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day. Mike, would you say, he's right here. The whole, it's a chain of events that's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out and it will end immediately. End immediately. You know, it'll end immediately.
Annual data released last week by the FBI, however, shows violent crime decreased 3% and property crime fell 2.6% from 2022 to 2023. Homicides were also down 11.6%, the largest year-to-year decline since national record-keeping began in 1960. Trump also called for Google to be criminally prosecuted for showing only bad stories about him and only good ones about Kamala Harris. He said that if the Justice Department doesn't prosecute Google for this blatant interference of elections, he would request its prosecution when I win the election and become president of the United States. Meanwhile, the Justice Department sued Alabama for removing voters from its election rolls too close to the presidential election. The National Voter Registration Act requires a quiet period before federal elections, which prevents states from removing voters from their rolls less than 90 days before an election. On August 13th, 84 days before Election Day, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen, a Republican, announced an effort to remove non-citizens registered to vote in the state, citing 3,251 individuals who had been issued non-citizen identification numbers by the Department of Homeland Security. Democrats, meanwhile, also sued the Georgia State Election Board over its newly passed requirement to hand count ballots that are cast on Election Day, arguing that it will bring post-election chaos and allow for bad faith actors to claim that fraud has affected election results. Three Trump allies on the board approved the new rule earlier this month in a 3-2 vote. And finally, the Republican National Committee is involved in more than 120 lawsuits against 26 states as a part of a strategy to preemptively challenge election losses, undercut the legitimacy of the election, and lay the groundwork to challenge results after the November 5th vote. Meanwhile, more than 90 lawsuits challenging voting rules and other practices have been filed by Republican-aligned groups this year, more than three times the number of lawsuits filed before Election Day in 2020. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.